You're listening to the Training Dummies. With Hoofit. Head. And Hotbox.
Thank you for joining us for episode 23 of the Training Dummies, recorded for you on the evening of December 6th, 2012. My name is Taylor. I play a guardian tank named Hoofit. Also with me tonight is Daryl and his Resto Shaman Hend, and Rob, the Mistweaver Monk, formerly known as Hot Pox. I guess we've broken the Triple H. So that's dead. That's out.
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
No more Super H going on. Well, we got some listener emails today to get through. Before we get into that, let's find out what we've all been up to. Rob, what's been going on?
Oh, let's see. In game, I don't think I've knocked anyone up to 90. I got a couple of guys at like 78% of the way through 89, but I've been taking advantage of the rep tokens with all the different factions, and I got my second monk, who is my leather worker, up to honored with the Golden Lotus, so I can buy all those patterns, so I can make some leather and mail gear. I finished Klaxi, got exalted with Klaxi on Roadhouse. I went and did that quest, and got the ring at the end of that. That was cool. I'd kind of just been waiting for 5.1 to finish a lot of this stuff because I knew it was just going to be a little bit easier. So not a whole heck of a lot. Actually ran every single bit of LFR early on this week just to get it under my belt and actually be able to address what we're going to be talking about this week. And I don't know, just to bounce around between alts and working on some professions and stuff. Nothing too big. Hend, what have you been up to?
Let's see here. On Monday, I think it was, I finally learned all the Mists jewel crafting cuts. So I'm done with that now. I don't have to do that facets of research anymore or do the research anymore. But I did tonight just to see what would happen.
Yeah.
If you did it one more time, and yeah, you just get another facet of research. So I burned 3 yellow gems to get 2 that probably sell for 4 gold each. So nothing bad happened. The game didn't crash. No puppies died. nothing serious happened. But the way I did that, you know, for the last few weeks, I've been planting just moats in my tiller's farm. So that way, every 2 days, I was able to do an extra research to learn another cut. And I was planning to just do moats again and just buy Golden Lotus for making flasks. But Lignar from the Epic Podcast mentioned that if you plant herbs using, I think it's the Enigma seed, you'll get much better return on Golden Lotus for your tiller farm. So I did that for the first time. And today I went my first harvest. I actually had 8 out of 16 plots for Golden Lotus.
What?
So, I know. So
dude,
I got,
okay. You I know got what? 8.
So apparently that's a little higher than normal, but I'm sold. So
yeah, but
so
still,
I planted,
like, yeah. Yeah, yeah, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was insane. And yeah, the tiller rep, like the rep bonus you get, my paladin, I have exalted with tillers already, and the what held me back on getting my fourth plot open was my rep was going faster than I could complete the quests for the votes. Because it makes you wait a day because you need to plant something and then harvest it to complete the quest. So I was exalted before I was even able to actually complete the voting quest. So it was crazy how
nice.
Much it's crazy how much those bonus reps do for you. Other than that, I don't think I've done too much in game. I guess we should mention our raid we did on last Friday. We got Feng down, so that was awesome. And then I think we did, what, 4 tries on who is it? Is it Garjal? I think we had 4 tries, and we got him down to 32%, I think, on our last one before we called it for the night. So our raids are going well. I think we're doing fantastic, actually. You know, for getting in there, maybe 2 to 3 hours a week, I think we're doing great.
Something to note on that raid is we didn't read any strats on any of this. So
no,
the only strat we knew was what we had seen in looking for raid. So when we went to do a garage all, we're like, yeah, we'll just click on the totem, and then it's not clickable, and it's like, well, what's going on here? And then zap, you know, things were going crazy. So after, I think it was after the second wipe, we're like, all right, let's figure out what's going on with that. And then once we got that one, I mean, then we got them down, you know, in the 30s, both the third and fourth tries, because it made more sense. And at that point, it was just figuring out who's going in and who's staying. And
yeah, that takes a lot of coordination, man. That fight can get ugly real fast.
Yeah, like I used the Blizzard raid frame indicators, like the one mod I used for their standard frames, and put Voodoo Doll right on there so I could see the three people. And so I started calling out who should go based off of who had the Voodoo Doll, so I knew who not to call, and it started to work really good. Yeah, I think we'll get it this week. I really do, just because we got such great progress on so few attempts last week.
I think we need to just turn it on in DBM, because I think there's an option to have it automatically mark the players who have with raid markers too. I was poking around in there and I saw that, so that may be a nice option too.
I think it was already. It's just I'm staring at my health bars all the time, so it was time putting it right on the health bars. Yeah, I was putting it right on the health bars for me. So, but yeah, as for everything, I think that's about all I've been up to. Taylor, what have you been up to this week?
Well, first, I got to apologize to all the kind people that follow me on Twitter that I have not followed back. I went through and refollowed a bunch of people this time, using the default Twitter stuff. It's a real pain in the butt. So obviously that I went to a website to help me figure out who was following me so I could follow them back. So sorry that took a while, but I finally got it done. So thank you guys. I probably didn't follow you back. If I looked at your profile and all I saw was I shopped at Walmart, you know, on Foursquare, or I got a coffee on Foursquare, I probably didn't follow you back.
Or but I made $200 doing surveys on Facebook.
Or your avatar is still an egg.
Right. The first thing I check for is if there's anything at all that even mentions WoW in like a description, and then I look at the posts, and if there's nothing at all that's even remotely game related or doesn't make me chuckle a little bit, I probably didn't follow back. But most people have WoW related accounts that follow us, so it seemed pretty easy to follow most people back, so that was pretty good. Game wise, I got my Pandaren Ambassador achievement this week, which got me the Pandaren Kite, which bumped me over the 150 mount achievement, which got me a jade kite. And then I completely forgot about doing my freaking my Onyx Cloud Serpent quest until I saw Avi riding on her Onyx Cloud Serpent. And I was like, dang it, I got to go back and do that. So I went back and did that. And then I was like, oh, crap, I got to buy these other mounts. So I bought those other mounts, the tiger mounts. And
what is the quest for the Onyx Cloud Serpent? Is that just the race?
You get exalted with
Shadowpan. Was my last reputation that I didn't have exalted with, and I hit exalted with them on Tuesday, I think, maybe Wednesday, and I can't remember now. Anyway, but yeah, so you know, I got exalted. I got the Pandaren Kite. I learned that. Then I got the Jade Pandaren Kite from the 150 mount achievement, and then you know, blah, 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 all that stuff happened. Anyway, I had so many dang mounts. You know, my mount macro was getting a little, I don't know, it's seen better days. And it's a pain in the butt going through it and like, which ones do I want now? You know, because you can only fit so many. And Lignar, actually, of Epic Podcast said, why don't you try Go-Go mounts? And I had seen mention of this before, and I decided not to bother with it really, but I finally decided to give it a try. Mostly because it was just, you know, someone I'm familiar with said give it a try, so I went ahead and tried it. So I've been trying it for a couple days now, and it's all right. There's no GUI interface to it at all. Basically, you go into the key bindings in your main menu, and you scroll down till you get to the GoGo mount section, and you can set three key binds: one for flying, one for ground, and one for passenger mounts. So basically, you just set those three key binds.
Cool.
But then if you go to interface add-ons, then you can choose a couple of other options, like which ones you never want it to pick or which ones you only want it to pick.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
So yeah, that was pretty nice. And, you know, there's still some mounts that I see pop up that I'm like, oop, I'm going to go uncheck that one. I don't want that piece of crap. But yeah.
I bought the Klaxi Scorpion after I hit Exalted against my better judgment. It was freaking 7,000 gold, man. I was like,
I had to. I should go buy it. I just didn't because I had the Scorpion Guild mount, and I know you could argue the same that I had all the Cloud Serpent mounts. But instead of spending 7,000 gold on a Scorpion, I spent the 7,000 gold on the Thundering Cloud Serpent. So it's a brightly colored Cloud Serpent with lightning all over it.
Yeah, that one's cool, especially on a Shadow Priest. It looks cool as heck.
But yeah, I'll probably still end up getting the Scorpion, you know, when I get some more gold anyway. Kind of running low. So
I know.
Also, they, you know, they converted all the charms and everything into currencies, and now it's all on, you know, I'm sure I could have just added it up manually if I really wanted to. But now that it's all in one place, it was kind of funny to look at. So ever since you could get Elder Charms or from the lesser ones, I have been buying them, and I have spent every single Elder Charm I've had every single week on bosses that there's stuff that I still don't have that I want off of them. So I haven't figured out how many that is, but right now I have, that's not true, because I think I have one left from this week, so I still have one more left to spend. But outside of that, so I've got, you know, everything minus one from every other week since you could get these, and I still have 783 lesser charms just chilling. And
that's ridiculous, man.
Yeah,
how much do you guys have?
That's like 4 months worth of freaking, I don't know.
Ah, it's crazy. But I mean, I don't know if you even look. Do you know how many you guys have by chance?
I try to keep enough for like 2 weeks worth. So what is that like? Is it 180 or 200?
Well, there's no way to get rid of them now, is there?
No. And that's what I was thinking. I mean, man, there should be some way to spin these damn things. Unless I'm just set for raiding for the rest of Mists of Pandaria without ever having to do a single daily ever.
Oh, they should allow you to, for maybe an increased cost, trade them in on the Elder ones. So you could do the quest weekly and turn them in. But then if maybe outside of that, you could trade them in, you know, like maybe five per one instead of three or so. I don't know, whatever.
Who knows? Anyway, but yeah, I was also pretty stoked about our new kill. We had taken a week off, so it had essentially been 2 weeks since we had last raided, and a lot of people in our raid stepped up their game. I think our lowest DPS was doing as much as our highest DPS was 4 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's slow, but you know, we've only been raiding like 2 hours a week since Mist came out, if we're lucky. So, maybe some nights a little bit more, but I don't think, you know, 100,000 wipes counts. but yeah, I've still been doing looking for raid, trying to fill out any gear spots that I have. I have a few 476 pieces left. Actually, I think I only have two 476 pieces left. I have one 470 trinket from the Dire Brew, the Dodge tank and trinket, and everything else is, you know, between 483 and 496 or whatever it is. But I'm still trying to fill it out with some of the looking for raid gear. I mean, I've been spending my tokens. I've been pretty darn lucky most weeks. I mean, I still had a week or two where I had absolutely nothing, but then last week or the week before, where I spent two tokens and in one raid and got three pieces of usable gear out of it.
Yeah, that's nice.
So I was like, nice. Woohoo, there we go. So, yeah, I know not everybody's been that lucky, and some people hate the new system, but, I mean, honestly, even though trying not to factor in the fortunate circumstance that I've had, I really like the new system. I really like it, the fact that it's basically like you got to kill a boss twice in a week instead of once. So I'm digging it pretty good. Plus, I have infinite lesser charms, apparently, waiting to be turned into elder charms. Well,
they're just mating in mine. Your bag.
I have 370, which is still more than I'll ever need, I'm sure. You know, because you keep earning them. That's the thing. You keep
more than you'll
them.
Ever need. Oh, man. I've got a friend. This is a funny story before we get on to some of these listener feedback things. It's a funny story. Back in the day, when Warcraft 2 was out, not even the expansion, just when it first come out, and a friend of mine, you know, he's shown me his computer's brand new awesome computer. And at the time, I didn't. I know Hen's probably heard this one before.
Yes, I have.
But it's so good. So, you know, he tells me, he's like, "Oh yeah, I got this computer." Oh, he's telling me all the stuff about it, you know. And I don't remember, you know, how much RAM it had or what. I do remember him telling me how big the hard drive was. And he says, "Oh yeah, and it's got a 1.4 gig hard drive." And you know, I'm like, "Is that a lot?" And he looks at me like I'm the dumbest person on the planet. And he's all, "You'll never need more than that." Nice. And, you know, that day, yeah. I'm just like, wow. Geez, man, you've got a computer that's going to last forever. And now it's just kind of funny. Like, I mean, he jokes about it, too, still. You know, we talk about, "Oh, what'd you get? Oh, I got this new computer." "Oh, that's pretty badass." I'm like, "Yeah, you'll never need more than that." So,
man, I carry around 32 gigs in my pocket on a flash.
Yeah, so do I.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
So you'll never need. Why would you need more than a 32 gig flash drive? You'll never need more than that.
Yeah, my phone's 32. Yes.
Oh, God.
All right. Let's move on. Okay, so we got some feedback from last week. We got Tom on Twitter said he wasn't sold on weak ores until that recent show, and suddenly Slice and Dice sounds less painful to track. So Tom, I'm glad you're having a good time with some aura or the buff trackers there. That's pretty good.
And Torsabu from Twitter says, "I learned a lot from episode 19. Thank you guys."
I think he means thank you guys.
Oh snap.
That's what I'm saying.
We have Gray's BDF says, "Hen Love is an awesome name for his segment. Great podcast, guys." He couldn't be more right. It is the best name for a segment.
Somehow, best. I think Hen's alternate Twitter account is Crazy BDF all of a sudden.
I know.
Yeah, I'm starting to lose room for my headphones here. I'm not going to fit on my head much longer.
Your earbuds are going to pop off your head if you keep reading this stuff.
All right. Well, also from Bossed Wow says he did electrical work this afternoon while listening to a backlog of Training Dummies. Can't believe I wasn't listening months ago. Great show.
I know, right?
I've got a joke about chain lightning and electrical work. I'll just glaze over that one.
Oh, dude. I think did I mention last week that I had gotten my second shot touched weapon?
Second
out of LFR.
No, you got your second one. That was Tuesday, wasn't it?
Oh, so yeah.
Yeah, you went with me and talk. And
all right, yeah. So I didn't mention that in the opening, but I got my second shot touched weapon. I'm riding the coal train. I guess, here. But, yeah, I offered up, once I do the math on the stats and see how it works out, I offered on Twitter, someone can have the other one that I'm not using. And Brewmaster Wansu said, can they be transmogged, or is the shot-touched part of that going to be a legendary restricted list? And I tested it out before we started tonight, and you can actually transmog the weapon itself. Those are just epic weapons. I think the only quote-unquote legendary part is when you finish the quest line and the gem you get is legendary. Legendary!
All right, to prep for today's show, I asked on Twitter today, what do you do to prep for LFR? How do you help make it successful? Send us your tips and questions. And we got a few responses today as well from Iron Phalanx. He says, stay out of the poo and heal my ass off.
Ouch.
Sounds scary. Legrison, or I don't know if he's French, is it? It could be Legrison.
He's got a podcast as well, the Chaos Podcast.
Yeah, guys, go check that out. He says, I give myself a big headache, take an aspirin, and then zone out during the run.
That's how he makes it successful?
I guess. I guess so.
All right.
Have fun with it, but all right.
Sometimes people know when the limit is, and they're like, you know what? I've had one too many beers. Speaking of beers, Cham says, grab a beer, put on something entertaining, and hope for the best. I also will help new people with strategy. If I notice someone's having an issue, I'll whisper them and let them know instead of calling them out on raid. That's pretty super cool. So thanks for doing that, Cham.
Yeah, seriously.
We also have Rune here who says, I make it successful by always topping the healing meters. Pally power. He's clearly never ran an LFR with me.
Or me,
if he did,
yeah.
He wouldn't be topping the meters.
Seriously, I spin to win. Saying. I just kick everyone in the face and heals go flying everywhere, and it's just like the numbers are just crazy. I know monks were nerfed, but it doesn't matter. You just kick them in the face, you're good. Brewmaster Wansu says, don't worry, this is for non-monk classes only, but when people call to switch targets, it just means to AoE instead. Why did I see that so often? Well, switch targets? What? You mean AoE?
Alright, now we have one more tweet here, and this was actually the one that was the inspiration for the show, for Shaman, from Shaman Rongar. He says, any advice for a new LFR-er? How do you raid with 24 strangers? What preparations are needed to succeed? And he's a healer. Rob has some notes in here. What do you got?
I know we're going to get into it a little bit, but I just said, use the buddy system. Don't go alone. Take a friend. But yeah, I think we'll get into all this here.
It is amazing. Having a friend there, even just for moral support, is actually a real benefit. I know that, you know, there's no more loot sharing or anything like that. You can't roll for other people and whatnot. But just having someone there that you'll know will have your back in case you accidentally queue his tank when you meant to queue his DPS. I don't know who does that.
You know you queued his tank.
I don't even know who does that kind of thing. I mean, that would have looked pretty bad if I would have just ran in there all kiddied up and like, what the hell, noob tank? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
You're just lucky I was healing.
Why are you a cat?
Oh yeah, that could have been really bad.
Guardian.
One rat. Thing that I found that was interesting, it almost frustrated me at first, was the cues for the raid finder, looking for raid. They used to indicate, like, how complete they were. So you'd queue for something, and it would say, you know, zero of six, even if it was the second half. It was a little weird, but... you kind of had an idea what you were getting into. Are you getting into a fresh raid? Or are you not getting into a fresh raid? So after 5.1, I noticed... Actually, I think Hen told me that they were gone, those numbers. And I was like, wow, they are gone. And so I was a little bit frustrated. And
I thought it was a bug at first.
Yeah, I'm like, man, now we're always going to be stuck in crappy looking for raids that are everybody's dying on the last boss and nobody's giving a crap. And because nobody's disbanding, then the same queue just stays in queue. So you just end up keeping queue for the same thing. But to my surprise, that's not what's happening. I actually have yet to join a half-completed one. I know somebody obviously has because I've been in looking for raids where people leave and another new people join in. But I have yet to actually join into an incomplete raid. I think it's because I don't know. Because you have to join in to see how far you are, and if you leave, you're going to get the debuff, so people just kind of stick it out and just try to get through it, is what I think is what's happening. And, you know, hindsight, you know, most of the time it seems like Blizzard knows best, and if it was intentional, I think it was actually a good thing, because people are actually trying to help people out in most cases. They're being a lot less bitchy than they were before, combative, that I can tell. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
have you noticed that?
Yeah, there was a zero tolerance thing at first, but I think people are being a little more. It's been a couple of weeks. A lot of these fights have been out now. You know, Elegon isn't that hard anymore, and Will the Emperor isn't that hard anymore. You know, so I mean, there's still screw ups, but yeah, I think people are a little more tolerant because they're easier to get through now.
Well, also, if you leave the looking for raid you in, you get a pop-up window with like a okay or cancel type of deal that I don't know if this is just intentional tricky wording to kind of psych you out, or if it's just meant to be taking as literal as it says, but it basically says, you know, are you sure you want to leave? You won't be able to rejoin this particular group. And you know, for a second you're like, oh well, crap. I'm not going to be able to finish it. But no. I mean, it just means you're not going to get into that group. Whatever you get into next could be a fresh group, or it could be a finished group,
right,
nearly finished one. But I mean, that wording may dissuade people from leaving groups like that. I don't know. Either way, it seems to be working out for the better. I don't know about the queue times per se, but definitely the groups seem to be getting a little bit better. And the only disadvantage I can see out of it is if you were trying to get into looking for raids, so, and you were not joining fresh queues on purpose, looking for that queue that had, you know, two of the three bosses down so that you could just jump in, spend 5 minutes and get 90 valor. I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of that's bad out of the change. At first it freaked me out, but I think it's a better change.
I used to on purpose look for the 2 out of 6 or 2 out of 3 because all I wanted was the 90 valor. I didn't care. I could go in there. It usually wasn't that bad where you wouldn't get through it in 1 or 2 wipes, you know. So I would want those half done ones already.
Yeah, especially when it was Dragon Soul, because that was almost comical on how easy it was. So that was easy to get. But I was unsure about this change as well in the beginning, because we logged in right after 5.1 hit or that evening and did an LFR, and it shocked the heck out of me seeing not telling me how many their bosses were left. But since it's happened, I think we had one Heart of Fear where there was one boss down already. So other than that, it's been all fresh LFRs. And you know, I've heard other people say they don't like this change because they don't want to get up into going into an LFR that's been wiping or get in with a bunch of baddies. But that's not always the case. I know we had one before this change. The group was doing fine. It was I think it was part 2 of Heart of Fear. The group was doing fine. We had no wipes on the first two bosses. Like, they went smooth as can be. But both tanks dropped after the second boss. They said good luck with the rest of the raid. we're done, you know, because I'm assuming they had already killed the, you know, the last boss on a prior raid and just came in. Well, because both tanks left, that group died. Like, Chariot and I stayed in there for 20 minutes, which is probably way longer, hoping for it to refill, but it never did. Just people just kept slowly dropping. You know, all of a sudden, you know, there was just the tanks left, and then next thing you know, we're down 5 DPS. No, there goes a healer, and then there goes another couple DPS, and no one was joining the raid. So that's what was happening, is everyone was seeing that, you know, the raid was already 2 or 3, assumed it was a bad group, and, you know, just said, no, I'm not taking this, when that was clearly not the case. So, I love this change. I think it's great, actually, you know, but like you said, it, you know, in the beginning, I wasn't sure the first time I saw it, but, you know, having experienced it, yeah, it's great, because I've only missed one boss as a result. I didn't go back in to get that first one in the Heart of Fear last week, but, you know, other than that, it's been all fresh LFRs. It's great. You know,
this kind of reminds me of something that I tell my daughter a lot. You get what you get, and you don't throw a fit.
That works.
All right. I thought that was going to go a whole different direction, and I was just trying to not take advantage of the situation. I'm going to take you to the theme park, but, you know, halfway through it, I'm just going to bail on you. Good luck.
And that's it. Yep.
That's what you tell your daughter.
You don't throw a fit.
All right. Well, the question that was posed to us was, how do you prepare for these partially? So one thing you can do to prepare yourself is, well, of course, the gear. You need the 460, I think it's still for the first one, eye level. But, you know, consider taking flasks or elixirs or potions or even food for yourself. I know I usually use food in LFRs. Flasks I don't, because I'm a healer and I know I have enough regen for LFR, so I don't really worry about that all that much. You know, just because it's not the cutting edge rating, there's no reason not to try and play as good as you possibly can, and that includes giving yourself as many extra buffs as you can. I know my wife, whenever she plays, she has a macro that uses it's a temporary intellect potion that gives you 4,000 intellect, I think, for 15 seconds or something. She's using those in 5-mans. She's using those in the LFRs. You know, it's...
Oh, yeah, for the good burst everything, yeah.
Actually, you know what? This made me so proud. But my wife bought this macro set up by herself. It uses her altered time. It pops a temporary intellect potion, does a couple of her big spells, and then with the altered time does them again. It's like, it's amazing. I was so proud
of my wife. And it does a slash flirt with hand at the very end of it.
but yeah, like, she, you know, that's an example of someone who's trying to get as much out of their character as they can, even in 5-mans, even in LFRs, and there's no reason not to, you know, really. You're playing, you try and top the meters. She wants to be good on the meters, but she doesn't brag about it. You know, she doesn't, she's not a damage meter douchebag. She doesn't spam it. If she does top it, right?
But she sure likes to bring it up when I'm on my mage and we're party together.
Well, that's because it's you. That's why.
Right. I think we also need to tell people that your wife is an alchemist on her mage, so yeah, that's kind is. Of like her, you know, her bonus. Mm-hmm. She yeah, gets yeah. make tons of flasks.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, like, that's the thing, you know, just because it's LFR doesn't mean you can't use those. And even with the food buffs, you know, a lot of times one or two people end up dropping a table, so you can, you know, if you don't bring your own food, use that. You know, it's a great way to go. It's a good way to help prepare yourself and eke out that extra bit, even though it's just an LFR.
Yeah. Hey, you know, even if you have some old flasks, maybe not potions, but old flasks lingering around, you know, those aren't going to hurt you any at all either. I mean, that's basically a food buff right there. And then you have, like, the panda double food buff going on You know, if maybe you're trying to clear up some some old bag space, and you're like, well, I don't just want to waste these flasks, and nobody's going to buy them. So, yeah. Well, you know, I'll just, you know, use them so I've got something at least, you know. But I know I've been doing that with my old 300 agility potions, or dang it, flasks, and using them and looking for raid, because I had made so many, and...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and
because for 5 minutes and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and I ended up making a lot more than I needed, because before they removed the buff, the flasks would last 2 hours, and now they're back down to an hour, so I'm burning through them faster. But yeah, I had a lot left over after Cataclysm, and so now I'm a good jump into looking for raid to, you know, bust my 300 agility flask from Cata and my 300 food buff, and so then I've got 600, you know, I'll take it.
Yeah. Better than nothing. Of course, I'm rocking a panda alchemist, so I get the double food buff and the extra buff from alchemy. So
what do you want from me, Rob? Jeez, I can only do so much.
If you show up to tank our runs as a kitty, then we'll need to talk. But I think you're doing all right. I think Hand wrote this out, but I'll hit up this next part here. It says, when entering an LFR for the first time, you don't know the fights, just ask. I know personally, I would rather take 2 seconds and explain something and say, okay, don't stand in here, watch out for this move, don't stand into the purple circle under Garalon, you know, stay away from this guy, you know, just real, you can give real brief rundowns on mechanics or do's and don'ts, and it really does make a difference. And I think there's still a very large chunk of the people that are queuing up for these, even five-mans, that don't know. Last night, Hind and I did a run, and we had a couple of guys in there with us, and one guy said, I've never been here before, and the other guy said, I don't think I've been here before. So, you know, going into each you know, boss, it was just a real quick, you know, one or two lines, you know, okay, do this, yep, watch out for this, you know, and it went smooth, besides the tank pulling one of the bosses without any DPS in the room, but other than that, it went smooth.
Yeah, he ran in and pulled the boss, and the door closed, and both warlocks were sitting outside the doors. Oh, man.
Hey, we got an achievement, though. So.
Yeah, we did. So it was funny.
No, asking's a good thing. It's good for you because you're being upfront, and, you know, you may feel like you're being a tool and imposing on the group by saying, I've never been here before. But what it's doing is it's setting an expectation for everyone so that they are now empowered to help this run go smoother by interacting with you and telling you this is what needs to happen. Additionally, if you don't say anything and you end up causing a wipe and, you know, you're essentially wasting people's time, or maybe not wasting, might be the wrong word, but... You know, you're causing the run to take longer than it should, and it might be aggravating some people. And then if you say, oh, I've never been here and I don't know how to do this and I have no idea what that is, then people are going to get frustrated. Like, why didn't you just say something? We could have just saved, you know, 10 minutes and a run back and a go through all this junk. So, yeah, last, you know, whenever I had queued as a tank by accident and, you know, I'm thinking I'm just going to be in there kitty DPS and oh crap, suddenly I got a tank. I did not wait until the boss fight started. I immediately said, hey guys, you know, I have never tanked this, so let me know what I need to do and what I'm looking for to tank swap and all that stuff. Most of the raid was pretty tolerant, and one guy was very helpful, and it was just the shaman and a DK being retarded.
You know, and I bet as well, if you have that question on what to do, I bet 5 other people in that LFR have the same question and are just too afraid to say anything. And if you set the tone on the first boss, if you set the tone and say, I've never been here, I don't know this fight, you won't have to ask for the next two, because guaranteed, whoever explained the fight in the first one, once they get to the second one, they know they've got someone who hasn't been there before, and they're just going to tell you right away. They're going to, you know, as soon as they get to the next boss,
yeah,
they're going to
yeah.
start explaining it to you. So really, you're only going to have to ask on the first boss. And yeah, there probably is five other people who have the same questions or don't know, or maybe they went once and they didn't quite understand the fight the first time because no one did explain anything, and they, you know, they got lucky and didn't cause a wipe or whatever. But you know, if you ask, then that person now is hearing how they're actually supposed to do the fight or what's supposed to happen or what the expectations are. So yeah, speak up. You know,
That is Hen's guarantee. He will give you $100 Canadian if you ever have to ask more than once.
One funny thing that happened, though, when the second part of the Heart of Fear opened, my first time in there, I actually went in and said, hey, you know, I was healing, and I was just like, hey, does anybody, is there anything I need to know for this? One guy immediately started running his mouth about how I need to watch the guides and read up the strats, and before that guy could get two sentences typed out, like five or six other people are like, hey, chill out, man. If somebody doesn't know what to do, you know, let's get them up to speed. You know, it's better than wiping, you know. So, yeah, the one negative reaction that I've gotten, everyone kind of jumped down his throat real quick, and we got on with it. So that was kind of refreshing to see that, too.
Imagine how negative he would have been if you hadn't have asked.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, as a healer, you go in and it's like, do your best to not let people die. But some of these fights, man, they're so involved. And even as a healer, you stand here, don't stand here, go here, you know, dispel this, make sure you're standing there, don't worry about that, you know. So it's still like, it's not just heal, you know, there's still a lot. What's the one on the terrace where you actually have to turn around and start healing the boss, you know? It's like, I wouldn't have known that, so...
I didn't know that until after our first wipe. I guess I should have asked, followed my own advice.
You knew. You didn't even ask.
No, I didn't, because after the wipe, we only had four healers, too, because we were waiting. This was before the change of 5.1, and so healers weren't hopping into this raid either because we had the first boss down. So, like, all right, whatever. We'll just do it with four healers, and then after the wipe, someone pipes up, only two of the healers were healing the boss, and me and the other guy who weren't were like, healing the boss? What are you talking about? What do you mean, heal the boss? Oh yeah, if you stand in the fire, you get spirit, or you get mana regen too. Really? I avoided that crap. I know better.
I'm not supposed to stand in the fire.
You don't stand in front of dragons. Everyone knows that. They got breath. So yeah. Ask. good stuff. But yeah, we've also mentioned, like we mentioned here already, that some people will just run their mouth. They've got nothing nice to say. They're, you know, negative Nelly in the entire raid, and what they're going to do is bring the entire raid down. Don't be afraid of the ignore feature or the vote to kick. I don't care who you are, if you're the top DPS, if you're one of the tanks or the second best healer, because obviously I'll be the best healer in the raid, if you start running your mouth and being a jerk, I'm going to vote to kick you. You know, all it takes is four other people to be thinking the same thing, and that the whole raid will get a vote, and that's all it takes, and that guy is gone. I do it all the time. If someone just starts beaking off in the raid, I'll right click his name and select vote to kick. And you know, a lot of the times it'll say four other people need to blah blah blah, but I always get a smile when I do that and I see two people. It means all right, yeah. Two other people have already voted to kick this guy. You know, don't be afraid to use that, because they're ruining your experience in this LFR by being jerks, and there's really no need for it, none at all.
Another thing you can do really to possibly help prevent that kind of behavior in the future is, you know, in the sense of Rob's experience, where, you know, he says something and one guy starts mouthing off, but four other people chime in and say, look, man, it's not that big a deal. You know, we're going to get through it, and it's going to take 2 seconds to explain, or we could, you know, wipe it and waste a lot more time. So before you, you know, get on the vote to kick trigger finger, you know, yeah. Be that person, yeah. That is you know, the positive person in the group. And, you know, you don't have to be sarcastic or, well, I might have to be, but you don't have to be sarcastic or, you know, a smart ass or anything. You can still be a nice person and find a creative and nice, tactful way to tell this mouth to shut the heck up, because it's not that big a deal. He needs to relax.
Usually if one person pipes up and tells someone else to chill out, like, yeah, that's kind of all it takes. Unless the person is just intent on being a nutsack, then I think you're good.
Yeah, if he's got a posse of sacks with him, it's going to be a little bit more difficult.
It's pretty easy to diffuse stuff, though, I think. Either ignore it or just be positive. You know, I think that's a pretty easy way to diffuse things.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've got a little summary, basically, of... I mean, you still have the same roles that you have anywhere else. You know, tank, healer, DPS. But... you know, it's going to be a little bit more difficult or easier for you depending on what your role is. And unfortunately, some roles are a little more difficult than others, even if it's looking for raid.
So, the tank in an LFR is arguably the most difficult role, since you actually have to be super awesome or be hoof it.
Or be a kitty.
You are so nice.
And know something about the fight and coordinate with the other tank. So that could be for tank swaps, etc. So, yeah.
Tank, did you lose a bet, and?
No.
I can't believe what kind of nice words just came out of Hen's mouth at me. That's
See, the way I read it in my head, it was blushing. Be super awesome or be hoof it is how I... It's how I... Or rationalized it in my head so that I said it. That's how I rationalized it. But anyway, yeah, tank, probably the most difficult position in an LFR. There's only two of you versus, you know, 23 other people. And yeah, you do actually have to know the fight, know where to position the bosses, except for Stone Guard. Everyone just stacks those and just AoE heal the hell out of it. But for the other fights, yeah, you do actually have to know something about the fights.
Well, I'll take our little healer summary section here. A huge thing with LFR versus a five-man or a normal mode raid or anything like that is that really your healing style just defaults to AoE heals unless you're really trying to focus on somebody, a tank or somebody who's struggling, but... you have your two groups, your melee and your ranged, and melee are almost always stacked up because they're on, you know, they're all trying to get behind the boss and do the most damage they can. So it's real easy to kind of spam AoE heals and to try and really pad your numbers that way. So healing, just, I don't know, do the best you can. You know, pop your eat some food, pop a flask, and go to work. See how high you can get your heals per second.
And lastly, the DPS, which is arguably the easiest role in looking for raid, and probably in most places, just because there is so much room for people to pick up other people's slack. So really, all you have to do is DPS and looking for raid, in most cases, is pew pew, and don't stand in the poo-poo. That's it. You win.
Yep, basically.
All right. Well, that kind of wraps up. I mean, we're not discussing, you know, raid bosses and raid tactics. That could, you know, take ages to talk about all that. I mean, more specifically, our topic tonight was generated based off of, you know, how does somebody prepare to get into it? How do you deal with 21st strangers? What do you need to do to help the group succeed, you know,
that's surviving LFR.
Yeah. So, we apologize if you were really looking forward to some boss strat. Basically don't stand in the poo, get behind them, heal and, tank swap and there you won. Okay. There we go. That was all the bosses in super condensed mode. But for now, I think it's time to move on to this.
right, I want to send some hen love to the Horlies, our guildies on the Deathwing server, and another couple of guildies that we have are Root and Freckleface from the Hearthcast podcast. I'd like to send them some head love as well.
Oh, and I want to give a big thank you to all of our listeners and for our Twitter and Facebook followers, and as always, especially everyone that comments back, participates in our blog discussions, and just generally having a good time with us. I mean, we are here to give you information, but we are definitely, we do know it all, but we just can't remember it all at once. So we need your feedback to remind us what we need to talk about.
I knew that. I just forgot. Yeah. I'd like to send a shout out to awesome random hunter guy Zed from the Deathwing server. We kind of, when I was mentioning earlier, finishing up that the Klaxi area and going and doing that finishing quest there, and I ran into him, and he was a cool guy and ended up whispering back and forth. So thank you for your help with those couple last little bosses there and for being awesome. And also a special huge Brofist epic shout out for the epic podcast, and congratulations on your 100th episode. That's quite a monumental, and that seems so far away for us, but we're gonna see about following in their footsteps. But that's super awesome. I was jumped in their stream for that show last night, and that was really cool. Those epic guys, Medi and Lignar, are super cool. So if you ever get a chance to check them out, they're definitely worth your time.
Nice. So you partied up with Zed from Deathwing, huh?
Yeah. Yep. He was it was really funny. I'm on my mount. We're doing the ending quest there where you got to kill the three like kind of mini boss guys and then 25 just random guys, and then it wraps you up and takes you back over to Klaxivus, and you go on a little walking tour with the guys. So I look down, and there's this hunter just kiting around, and he's got about a dozen mobs on him, and he's just running in circles, kiting, multi-shotting, you know, and I'm like, dude, all of a sudden I was like, man, I need to go down there. So I just ran down, jumped off my mount, and just started spin-kicking everything, gave him a high five, took off. You know, that was it. A minute later, I saw him there again on his mount, and I said, hey, are you waiting for, you know, Acolon or whatever the boss was? So he's like, yeah, I don't know where he's at, though. And I said, I read up the spawn timer's like 3 minutes or something. So ended up, he sent me a party invite. I was already in a party. We partied. I invited him to our group. We finished it up, and he said to make sure to tell Hand hi and that he loves the show. So it was super cool, random shout out for a listener. So,
yeah, that's nice.
Awesome. I have yet to. He said he's never seen you on or anything, but
I think I have an anti-social shell around Hoofit or something. That I have yet to see anyone that has ever recognized me for the show. I think it's hilarious that, you know, you just recently picked Roadhouse as your main, and someone still recognize you. That's pretty funny.
Dude,
that's awesome.
Roadhouse is awesome. I mean, it's hard to deny when you're chilling there and someone just drops down in the middle of it and starts spin kicking everything in the face. You're like, yeah, Roadhouse.
I would have dropped down and then took no damage because that's about all I can do.
All right, 5-star reviews. We have one from Brighter Side from the Stopcast guys over there. He says, one of the best of the new school World of Warcraft podcast. Great information, honest opinion, and macros galore. Good. I'm
yes.
glad you brought it. Because we almost slipped by there.
Well, and I know you have macros something. Are so easy, even Hen's wife can do it.
Exactly.
Oh, dude. Does she listen to the show? She's
not anymore. She stopped after the first couple.
Right on. Ooh, all right. Thanks for telling me that.
All right. But, yes, that's a kind of a ringing endorsement that Brighter Side gave us a 5-star review during the nomination period for the Stopcast Awards, the Stoppies, which is being hosted by his podcast. So if you want to nominate your favorite podcast for an award called the Stoppies, with two P's this year, yeah, or us, you could do us, I guess. You can go to stopcast.net. Nominations end on Sunday. I'm not sure what time on Sunday, but sometime Sunday the nominations end, and then voting will start next week. I think they were saying probably Tuesday. So if you haven't nominated your favorite podcast yet, go ahead and do it. You go to stopcast.net. They have a banner at the top of their site. And then next week, be sure to vote for your favorites. It should be good. There's you don't get any real prize, but it's still nice to be recognized by the community. And that's what this is. It's being put on by the community and Stopcast for the community. So it's actually probably better than any other official award that you might get for something. So, yeah, go nominate your favorite podcasts, and then next week be sure to vote.
Hey, keep in mind, there's some semi-serious categories, and there are many very goofy categories, so it could be kind of fun.
And they are an explicit podcast, so some of the categories get explicit down by the bottom.
Wait. Do you want to rephrase that? They get explicit by the bottom?
Explicit down by the bottom.
Jeez.
Vote at your own risk.
Can you show me the back door to the nomination section?
Yikes. We have another 5-star here that's called Yep, Keep Doing It To Me from Ungalore. He says, great show. I enjoy it each week. Unshifted Guardian Druid, Elder Thalas, U.S.
I will keep doing it to you.
I'll do my best, but I don't know you that well.
Right. Okay. That does it for episode 23 of The Training Dummies. Be sure to check out our website, thetrainingdummies.com. If you'd like to contact any of us or the show, our information is there. We also encourage you to leave comments on the episodes. You can also like us at facebook.com/thetrainingdummies, follow us on Twitter @trainingdummies, and subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email or record an MP3, which still no one has done. And
no
send
one's
it
done
to
it.
The show, nobody. The show at thetrainingdummies.com.
I guess we need to like set up some.
Let's do a contest.
Google
for
phone
it.
Number or something. Would that be
Ooh,
easier?
We could do people? A contest. I have two prizes.
No, we could do a contest for it. We'll get that sorted out this week. I think.
All right.
Oh, we'll figure that out.
Lita, I'm going to call you out. Lita, you said you were going to send in, you were going to do a segment or do something. So here, I'm throwing it down here. Lita, I'm waiting for you to send in an audio segment or a shout out for us.
All right. We will be waiting for that, and we will try to think of a contest for something like that. So, wait, I shouldn't say that because it's right here. Nope. That's not it either. Okay, how about this one?
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo! Woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo! Woo!
Oh, boy.